Thousands of men and women who've served in the U.S. military have lived in silence, unable to talk about their sexuality for fear of a dishonorable discharge. For them, the votes in Washington to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell must feel like a liberation.
It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in.
See, ever since joining the Army, I had seen this camaraderie, this sense of family that I couldn't be a part of. And I came to the conclusion that it was because I wasn't able to be open with all my peers. I had to hold something back.
Jared Klepowski is out of the service now. He doesn't have to worry anymore about reprisals. But other active servicemen are still waiting for that final Senate vote, that last yay that will give them the right to acknowledge who they are, waiting to come out. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, Friday, May 28th, an historic vote. We're still waiting for a final, though. It's not a dead policy yet.
And then there will be this review that the Pentagon is under, right. And so it will take effect, you know, sometime much later in the year. But very interesting votes on Capitol Hill. But let's get a check of the morning's top news story, where it is now the biggest oil spill in U.S. history, the crisis in the Gulf. Government scientists now say somewhere between 18 and 39 million gallons of oil have spilled. In other words, doubling original estimates. President Obama heads to the Gulf Coast later this morning. Yesterday, he had this message for the residents there.
This is what I wake up to in the morning. And this is what I go to bed at night thinking about. The spill.
The president also spoke to the growing pressure to plug the leak.
I take responsibility. It is my job to make sure that everything is done to shut this down.
And the effort continues. There was some confusion yesterday morning when conflicting reports from BP and government officials created the impression that the top kill strategy might have been working. But this morning, the technological struggle to cap that leaking well continues, with BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles saying,
"It's difficult to be optimistic or pessimistic. I really think the right approach here is to say that we've got to execute the plan, finish the operation, and see what the results are."
The operation won't be finished until the cement that is used to permanently plug it is installed, and that hasn't happened yet.
As we said, a major step taken toward repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Last night, the House voted to let the Pentagon repeal the ban on gays serving openly in the military, and the Senate Armed Services Committee also approved a similar measure. Georgia Congressman John Lewis, a longtime civil rights activist, says doing away with the current ban is a matter of basic fairness.
It is an affront to human dignity and to the dignity and the worth of every man and woman serving in our military.
The bill now goes to the full Senate, where Republicans will probably launch a filibuster.
The U.S. military has reached a grim milestone in Afghanistan, the 1,000th death of an American service member since the war began there, according to the Associated Press. Came on the same day the Senate passed a bill to fund President Obama's troop surge in Afghanistan. One of the nearly $60 billion in the bill, half will go toward the war, the other half will fund projects like aid to Haiti.
China's prime minister is in South Korea for a meeting with its president. The visit comes at a sensitive time, with relations between South and North Korea at a low point, to say the least. So far, China has refused to condemn North Korea for its alleged sinking of a South Korean warship in March. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 10,258. The S&P opens at 1,103. The Nasdaq opens at 2,277. A pretty good day on Wall Street yesterday. Coming up, we're going to bring you the latest on the gusher in the Gulf, but is it becoming President Obama's Katrina in terms of disasters? We're going to explore that question in a half an hour and all the implications of it. Also, with Memorial Day coming up, well, we're asking you, who are you remembering? Who are you memorializing on Memorial Day? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
In a few minutes, reaction to the House vote on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We'll talk more about the move to end that policy with two service members who say they'll come out as soon as it's repealed. That's coming up.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.